This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon the police to convert the challenge posed due to threats like digital frauds, cyber crimes and artificial intelligence AI technology into an opportunity. He asked the police to harness country's strengths in artificial intelligence and aspirational India. Mr. Modi was speaking on the concluding day of All India Conference of Directors General and Inspectors General of Police at Bhubaneswar in Odisha yesterday. The Prime Minister noted that wide-ranging discussions were held during the three-day conference on national and international dimensions of security challenges. He expressed satisfaction on the counter-strategies which emerged from the discussions. In Uttar Pradesh, members of the Judicial Inquiry Commission formed to investigate the violence that took place during the second survey of the Shahi Jama Masjid in Sambhal reached the mosque and started their inquiry. The commission, headed by retired High Court Judge Devendra Kumar Arora and also comprising former State Police Chief Arvind Kumar Jain and retired IAS Officer Amit Mohan Prasad, was formed by the state government to inquire into the violence that killed four people and left around 25 others, including policemen, injured. Meanwhile, the situation in Sambhal is returning to normalcy. Former Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party convener Arvind Kejriwal has ruled out any alliance of his party in the forthcoming assembly elections in Delhi. Mr. Kejriwal stated this while replying to a question about alliance in the upcoming elections during a press conference in New Delhi. AAP has already released its first list of 11 candidates for the upcoming assembly polls. India has called for a critical balance between preventing plastic pollution and affecting sustainable development, especially of developing economies, making an intervention at the final plenary of the fifth session of the Intergovernmental Negotiating Committee in Busan, South Korea. India reiterated the enormity of the challenge of plastic pollution. India's statement noted that this is a difficult task which requires mutual trust and understanding of each other's circumstances. Kolkata unit of International Society for Krishna Consciousness, ISKCON, accused the international peace bodies of being indifferent towards the attacks and atrocities on the minority Hindu community in Bangladesh. ISKCON Kolkata vice president and spokesperson Radha Ramandas said the minority Hindus in Bangladesh had been pleading to the United Nations and other international human rights organizations for help, but no one is coming forward to help them. Pritham Saha, a devotee attached to ISKCON Kolkata, said he wants the Indian government to immediately intervene and put pressure on the interim Bangladesh government, which has already come under the control of the fundamentalist forces. He said the Bangladesh government is arresting Hindu monks and taking no action on the attack on Hindu temples. The Indian tricolour is being disrespected. He also requested Prime Minister Narendra Modi and External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar to issue a strong statement on this issue. Earlier, Das claimed that one more ISKCON monk was arrested in Bangladesh. He said that the second monk of the society who has been arrested is Shyam Das. The 25th edition of the Hornbill Festival, one of Nagaland's most iconic cultural events, commenced with grand opening, showcasing the state's rich cultural heritage on the global stage. In badminton, ace Indian shuttlers P.V. Sindhu and Lakshya Sen were crowned the singles champions at the Syed Modi International Tournament in Lucknow yesterday. Two-time Olympic medalist and top seed Sindhu clinched women's singles title, overpowering China's Wu Luo Zhu 21-14-21-16 in the final. Lakshya Sen dropped Singapore's Jia Heng Jason Tay 21-6-21-7 in final to win men's singles title. Earlier, Indian pair of Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand won the women's doubles title. The second seed Indian team defeated Chinese duo Bao Li Ring and Li Qian 21-18, 21-11 in the summit clash. And that is the end of this news bulletin.